The school was at one time a military school. That's why you can see uniforms that strongly resemble those of the French Navy. After the Second World War, the school was awarded two war medals as well as the Legion of Honor, and out of grief for the loss of several comrades, it was decided that the uniform would no longer be worn on a daily basis, but only at events to represent the school, such as open days, the comics festival, the immersion of secondary school pupils in the school, and many others. You may notice a button missing from the left sleeve, and there are two stories to explain this. The first is that one of the students lost his button while trying to sneak out to see his girlfriend, and so all the other students took it off in a show of solidarity. The second is that, instead of sneaking out, the pupil wanted to steal some documents from the headmaster's office. The first woman to be admitted to the Arts et Métiers in 1964 had her uniform sewn for her by a classmate of her promotion. Since then, the proportion of women in the arts has risen slowly to around 15% today. What's more, since 2019, they have been able to choose between trousers and skirts for their uniforms. To replace this uniform came the grey blues, otherwise known as the bude. In the first year, it was all grey and closed with four buttons so that there was no difference between students and they were all at the same level. As their studies progress, they personalize it by adding pockets or sleeves. On the grey blues, decorated in the center of the room, you can see a name followed by a number. This is the student's nickname, also known as Buc, and their family number. These families are created on the principle of sponsoring a first-year pupil by a second-year pupil, and it is from year to year that a family is created. You can discover even more traditions by returning to the main room, which I'm sure intrigued you when you first entered.